Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great travel agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. When you work with one of the great agents over at The Magic for Less, they are experts. They've been there and done that and love sharing those experiences with you to make your trip planning fun and to make sure that you're not going to fall into any pitfalls that might make your Disney vacation a little bit less than magical. They love sharing their experiences because they're Disney fans too. They love talking Disney and they are professionals. They know how to book the trip to save you the most amount of money possible and make it the most magical trip ever. Check them out today and work with the folks over at The Magic for Less.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 504 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy 2013 to you and your family. Thank you so much for starting off this new year by downloading the podcast. We're going to talk some Disney today to get the new year started the right way. Hope you had a great New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. And it's almost back to reality for me. I got to go back to school on Monday. But you know what? I have this weekend, and it's time to talk some Disney. So let's get to it. Joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the awesome, I mean awesome, magically speaking, e-newsletter, we have Ricky. What's up, Ricky?
It is awesome, that's for sure. So if you're not reading it, you need to go read it. I'm just saying. So, no, things are really good. Getting ready to start the craziness of 2013, that is for sure, because I just have a feeling 2013 is going to be an absolutely crazy year for me, so.
I've got a feeling.
Yeah, I've got a big feeling, so.
Tonight's gonna, no, just kidding.
Yeah. You know, please keep singing, Mike.
Yeah, that's right. We'll just sing for the next half hour. Yeah, okay, so you know what? We can say now, we're going cruising this year, people. We're going cruising.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Oh, man. Do I need a cruise in January right now?
Yes, exactly. Whew.
Yeah, I would take a cruise today.
I would, too. Trust me. It would be awesome.
All right. Also joining us from MakingMagicAndMemories.com, who lives down in the subtropical zone of Florida, we have Debbie. What's up, Deb?
I wanted to get cold. I'm whining because you guys have got nice cold weather. We don't.
Yeah, seriously. Hang on.
What the heck, Debbie?
I'm hitting
her. There's something wrong about running your air conditioner 12 months out of the year. There's just something really wrong about this.
There's something so right about that.
Yeah, exactly. No. There is something so right.
No.
Something so right.
I want to be able to open the windows and have this nice cool breeze blow through. I mean, it's like, come on.
Okay, you need to leave Florida and give me your house.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I'll turn the AC down to 50, and then I'll pretend it's cold outside.
That's what you can do. And 90% of our audience is ready to knock you upside the head right now.
Yeah, really?
Including your other three podcast hosts.
Yes.
Nice.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forster. Happy Friday, Pam.
Happy Friday. I'm still irritated at Debbie, so I don't know. I'm just like saying, what the heck? Oh, so anyways, upward and onward to another new year. It's going to be a good year. I can just tell. I just feel it. Like Ricky says, she's going to be busy. We are going to be awesomely busy, but you know what? If you're not busy, you're getting into trouble, right? So it just...
I think sometimes if you are busy, you're getting into trouble.
Yeah, that's true too. But you know what? It's better to be busy than not busy for sure. So anyways, just looking forward to another great year.
I got a feeling.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I got that stuck in my head now. Who sings that? Is that the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, it's the Black Eyed Peas.
Am I Will I Am?
Yeah, no, you are definitely
Mike I Am.
Exactly. Right.
Anyway, let's talk about Crystal Palace. Today we're going to do a show talking about this wonderful restaurant, sit-down buffet that is inside the Magic Kingdom. You've probably heard of it. You've probably even seen it if you've seen the castle inside of the Magic Kingdom. If you're looking at the castle, look to your left, and you'll see a big glass-looking building, and... that would be Crystal Palace. So we're going to talk about this place today. So, Pam, you know, if nobody's ever been there or, you know, we're giving somebody that maybe seriously hasn't considered Crystal Palace or even, you know, knows anything about it, give us a little background on this restaurant.
So this is a absolutely beautiful restaurant. You know, it is patterned after a building that's in a garden in San Francisco. But it really kind of looks like an atrium, you know, or a conservatory or something like that. There's a lot of glass. You walk in and you're kind of greeted with this kind of topiary like statues. And guess who is there? Pooh and Friends. Hello.
Yes, yep.
It's Pooh and Tigger and Piglet and Eeyore. Of course, you know, put the little asterisks there that none of these characters are guaranteed. But, you know, it is Pooh and Friends, so I'm pretty sure Pooh is going to be there.
Let's hope so.
So, anyways, but, you know, this is a buffet restaurant. It's a character experience for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's usually something that, you know, you're not going to have to be on the phone 180 days in advance to reserve by any means. I'm not saying to wait until you get there to reserve this one, but it's not like some of the more popular restaurants, although it does fill up because it's in a theme park. You can use your dining credits here, your table service credits, and it only takes one. If you're making a reservation without dining credits, you're going to need a credit card to guarantee that, and you will be charged if you do not cancel in advance. But, you know, it has some decent food. It has some good views out some of the windows. And I will tell you, this has been one of Hannah's, I won't say favorite, but one of the restaurants that she wants to do every Christmas morning for as long as I can remember, as long as we've been going to Disney World for Christmas. So it's a family tradition for us. We just kind of go there. They have some kind of signature, you know, entrees and items, which we'll talk about later. But I like it. It's a fun experience, and I think everyone should give it a try at least once.
Absolutely. And we're going to kind of talk about our best practices for this restaurant. You know, some of the things not to miss on the buffet, maybe some tips with the characters. But I'll tell you my biggest tip for Crystal Palace is try to secure that earliest ADR for breakfast, because you're going to get in the park before everybody else. You're going to get lots of great shots on Main Street and up to the castle and in the hub with nobody around. And then, you know, a lot of times you can have your meal, you know, near an hour before the park opens, and you're right there still at technically almost at rope drop. And you've had, you know, you got a big breakfast in your belly and you're good to go. You're ahead of the crowd. So, Ricky, that's one of my points. What else can you point out about this restaurant?
Well, you know, I will say that this is one of the restaurants that I have not been to yet at Walt Disney World. And like Pam has kind of mentioned, it's definitely on my must-do list. Like, it's one of those that I know I need to get to. It's just, you know, when you're at Disney, and you've been going for as long as we all have, you start to go to the same restaurants over and over and over again. And so fitting in another restaurant gets a little bit harder, because you're like, oh, but I want to go here, and I want to go here, and I want to go here. So it's just been a little kind of crazy to be able to get into here, just because I haven't had the exact time. I think I've actually had reservations for Crystal Palace and end up canceling them because I had switched it for another thing. So, you know, I think that it's just one of those restaurants that, like, you can get away with that whole go in for breakfast and have lunch too if you get a late dining reservation. So, like Mike said, you know, if you want to, you know, get to the park before everyone else, then do the early morning breakfast. If you want to have two meals knocked out in one day, then get as late of a reservation as you can for breakfast, and then get your breakfast, go back, get some lunch afterwards. And it's like a really great brunch. So that's kind of my big tip for the Crystal Palace.
And, you know, you mentioned that you haven't been there, and I'll say that I was the same way. And it's ironic because, you know, our first time going to Crystal Palace was this past summer, and we've gone many, many times. And every person who goes to Walt Disney World walks past this restaurant many times during a trip, because it's right there in the hub. And yet it took me a long time to actually secure the ADR and get in there. And I don't know what it was. I mean, I'm not a big fan of the Pooh characters, for one thing. You know, I'm not
connected
to them. I think
that has something to do with it, too. Please don't tell my friend Aaron.
I know, what you say. It's, you know, I love the friends of Pooh, but I'm not a big, you know.
Yes,
and
I love my friends of Pooh.
You know, and I try to keep my Pooh and my buffet food, you know, separate. So
that's a good call.
You don't want to mix the two.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I was going to say that's understandable.
Keep the Pooh, keep Pooh away from my plate. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Back off, Pooh.
You knew we were going there today, guys.
Yeah,
I mean, you just knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to be the first one, but yeah. So I don't know what it is though, because the thing is, you know, Pam mentioned this. It's a beautiful building. I mean, I've seen it so many times, and it's almost one of those things like you can see inside there, and it looks like, you know, you see the characters right through the windows, and everybody's having a good time. It looks like everybody's having great meals. Yet it took me near 10 years to secure an ADR to go there. You know, I went other places, so it's. I don't know why that is, and I'd love to hear our listeners, you know, if they're in the same boat, because Ricky, you and I are kind of in the same vein there. Like, it was right there in front of us this whole time and never really took advantage of it.
Exactly. I mean, it's right there in front of my face, and I just haven't stopped in. So, I've heard wonderful things about it, and I plan on getting there. It's just, I just haven't had the time yet. So, that's been the problem.
All right, Debbie, so Crystal Palace, give us some tips.
I love this place. I eat here quite a bit. One thing to note is that I spoke with, we were there just a few weeks ago, and I spoke with our cast member server. He was wonderful. Gustavo, you're awesome. And he was telling me they actually have a new chef there. And because I go there so often, he said, you're going to notice that there are quite a few changes, that the new chef came in and added some unique things to the menu. And he did. I noticed that some of the things that I usually had gone for were not there. Or if they were, they were tweaked a little bit with a little different flavor. So, you know, those of us who are used to going, it was kind of nice to have a little bit of a change while there's still the consistency of the base, the base foods that we're used to, like the flank steak. Whatever you do, at least go for lunch. You will eat till you pop. It's very unladylike, but you'll still do it. But the flank steak, people, is absolutely the best thing you have ever put in your mouth. It's got like 23 ingredients to marinate it. They actually had given me this cute little card with the Mickey, a gold Mickey on the front, and you open it up because I'd asked for the recipe because that's how good it is. It just melts in your mouth. And so look at the menus, because sometimes the lunch will vary a little bit from the dinner. And I did not know this, and I went to dinner one night, and I was just like almost beside myself. There's no flank steak. So check out both of the lunch and the dinner menus, because they do vary just a bit, and to see which one that you would really prefer.
That's interesting, because, you know, when you think of a chef change, we don't think of it as like a, you know, the character buffet. I don't think of even of chefs, but I mean that does kind of go along with the character, you know, the image of the restaurant. I mean, because I guess you do need to change things up here and there.
Exactly. And, you know, things are, you know, maybe he saw things that weren't going as quickly as it could. So maybe he took the things that he realized, or she realized, pardon me, either way, that they realized that were not the big hot buttons for people to go towards. I'm guessing that perhaps this person fine-tuned some things so that it maybe would draw a little bit more of a crowd to dip their spoons in and try it.
Interesting, because, you know, I would guess that the typical guest that goes to Crystal Palace is probably going there for the characters and not the food. I could be wrong. I mean, the return people like you are going there because there's certain things on the menu that they like, but I would say most people are going because, you know, this is where you can meet the characters and not stand in line and also get ahead of the crowd and, you know, have a buffet. It's very kid friendly. Which is ironic in a way, because this building doesn't look kid friendly at all.
No.
You know, because of all the glass and the
right.
You know, the statues and the fountains and stuff, that, you know, the just the decor of it seems kind of old lady to me. You know, but it,
you know, I can see that
it does. I mean, it totally does. But yet, it's right there in the Magic Kingdom. You know, off the hub, and has the characters. So Pam, chime in on this. I mean, we've brought up a lot of things. What do you think?
It's a very kid friendly spot. I mean, you will see kids running around, period. I mean, and there are just so many choices for kids to indulge in there too. In addition to the regular buffet, which kids are always welcome to choose from, they have a special that they call, you'll like this one, Mike, Poo Corner.
Oh, man. if you're going to poo in the corner.
But it has, you know, items that are going to appeal to kids on there. Like, for instance, you know, during lunch and dinner, they'll have macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets and blah, blah, blah. You know, the kids want to eat, but pizza and things like that. But there are a lot of choices for adults, too. It really is kind of an extensive buffet. You know, I like it in the morning, especially because they have an omelet station. And I don't know. There's just something about an omelet station. I like the idea of someone making an omelet exactly the way I want it made. So I really like that there. They also have this thing at breakfast called Puff French Toast. And again, they don't have it all the time. And it's like it doesn't even sound like a breakfast item. It is French toast, but it is like, I suspect, fried and then coated in cinnamon. It's sort of
everything
like tonga
is better
toast.
Than fried when right? it's fried,
well,
right?
It seems like I don't even want to know the procedure for cooking this because it's just, you know, would take away, you know, the mystery of it all for me. But yeah, it's really good, you know, definitely worth trying. But I think that's the great thing about, you know, so many Disney restaurants is that they have the favorite things that people comment again and again and again that they like, but then they also try to add in some new things, you know, all the time. And I love that.
That's exactly it. I mean, we went for breakfast the one time that I went, and I had, you know, the same thing you're going to get at Chef Mickey's, the same thing you're going to get over at Hollywood and Vine, you know, your eggs, your bacon, your sausage, your biscuits and gravy, your hash browns, you know, a couple different kinds of potatoes. And, you know, that stuff, I know a lot of people don't like how these buffets have a lot of those things, but that's comfort food. That's something that almost everybody's going to like. But like you said, Pam, there were things you could kind of get outside your comfort zone and try, you know, that were unique to that restaurant, which I'm all for that. You know, you need to have some unique things because that's the draw. But also, you got to have those staples. I mean, you are a family restaurant, and let's face it, your kids are expecting sausage, bacon, eggs, and biscuits and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. If you're going there for breakfast, you're expecting to see breakfast food, and they definitely will have that, and the same for lunch and dinner. So,
all right, so Debbie kind of talked about this earlier. You know, let's talk about lunch and dinner a little bit because, you know, I think most people, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, I think most people think of this as a breakfast restaurant. Like, that's the way I perceive Chef Mickey's as well. But maybe I'm wrong just because that's, I only go to Chef Mickey's for breakfast. So, you know, Pam, what do you think? I mean, I know these are, you know, three meal restaurants, but how is lunch and dinner? I mean, is one better than the other as far as breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
For me, you know, and there's arguments for this in any way. Some people like to have their big meal at lunch. You know, that's not typically how we do it just because, you know, after we've had breakfast, we might just grab something small for lunch and then, you know, sit down and try to relax at dinner. But I see the argument for having your large meal. You know, it's a time to relax. It's a time to, you know, kind of regroup. And it's also a little less expensive. And that's definitely true, you know, for Crystal Palace. I mean, the price is, you know, almost, well, it's like $10 difference between lunch and dinner, basically. So that's something you may want to consider, you know, if you want to try a character meal. It's breakfast is just a tad cheaper than lunch. But it has good things to eat at all of the meals. Like Debbie said, you know, during lunch and dinner, they're going to have an extensive kind of cold salad bar section. And then again, you know, with the Pooh's Corner, items, and they'll have a whole hot section and a carved meat station. So I know a lot of people really are looking for that carved meat station. In fact, we get questions about it. Does this buffet have a carved mm-hmm. meat station? And people are looking for that. And then you're going to have, you know, the really tasty desserts, which people are looking for too. And, Crystal Palace has those as well.
Interesting. Okay. So Debbie, have you done all three meals or you've probably done lunch? What do you typically do?
I typically do lunch. I have done dinner before. I've never done breakfast. I'm really not a big breakfast person, and that's why, because I just don't eat that much breakfast. So to me, Little Miss Frugal Pants, I would think I would not eat that much, so why spend that much money? But lunch, that's usually my biggest meal of the day because I don't like to eat late at night and get bogged down. But I have eaten dinner there. But for me, Mike, the lunch is my biggest meal, and that's the one that I've eaten the most at there at the Crystal Palace.
And we kind of mentioned this earlier, you know, the cost of this place is, and, you know, I know some of you guys have the menus pulled up and the price of the buffet. Am I right, Pam? Is it like akin to like a Chef Mickey's for breakfast, kind of similar right on the same vein there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the prices range. Now, you know, remember that most of the buffets at Disney World have a surcharge during busier times. Mm-hmm. So, like, the breakfast meal ranges from, like, $25 to, like, $29. Lunch is $26 to $30. And then dinner is $39 to $43. That's plus some change in a lot of those areas. But, yeah, so it is on par with that.
So, Hollywood.
And when you...
I'm just saying, we're at least we're moving out of the surcharge part of the year right now.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But when you think about it, if you're using one of Disney's dining plans, this is an awesome, awesome use of your table service credit when you're looking at the price.
Yes.
I mean, so just think about that, too. Most of the character meals are, and if you're going to be doing a lot of character meals, that's something that we always tell people. If you're doing a lot of character meals, you have to look at the dining plan.
True.
Because you absolutely are going to save money, period. So.
You're going to save money, and you're not going to be looking at the sticker. You know, they have the sticker shock when they bring it to you.
Yeah, you won't have a small seizure when the bill comes.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Well, Ricky, you haven't been here, but I mean, I know you have the menu pulled up. So, you know, what looks interesting to you? Is somebody who's never been there but is curious about the place, is there something on there or something just about the restaurant in general that intrigues you?
I do like the... I probably would come here more for breakfast than I would for lunch or dinner. And I may do my, you know, tip of the breakfast / lunch. So if I was going to do it... But, you know, really, I'm always...
Ricky almost doesn't get up early enough.
Exactly. I almost don't. Luckily, breakfast ends at 10:30, so I can maybe make it. But, you know, it's really pushing it, I'm just saying. But Pam had mentioned the puffed French toast, which sounds amazing. And also there's the breakfast lasagna. And, you know, there's a ton. I'm a big fan of omelets and, you know, got Mickey waffles and stuff like that. So I love all that. And then, you know, they have a lot of great options for... you know, for lunch as well, that, you know, if I'm in the area, I might as well eat it. So, you know, I'm a big fan of carved meats. Don't know why, but I really like to eat them. and then, you know, I really like the fact that, you know, I would probably end up eating half the things on the kids' menu as well, because that just sounds good to me as well.
Ricky's heading for Poo Corner.
That's what I was just going to
say. Exactly. I'm totally heading for Poo Corner. But I didn't want to call it Poo Corner because, you know, Mike, he's a, you know, 5-year-old boy, but that's okay. So, yeah. So I really think that I would probably end up there more for breakfast and lunch than I would for dinner. Just because of the cost, I think that the cost is a lot for dinner. So I can eat well. I can feasibly eat a little bit better, knowing the price is closer to, you know, $20-$30 than, you know, in the range closer to the range of 40. So that's why I think I'd do breakfast or lunch.
And the problem you have with, you know, something that is when you're going during a busy time of the season, you get the surcharges. I think some people even overeat a little bit because you're trying to eat your way to
right,
a good value.
Right, $40 worth of food. Yeah,
exactly.
No kidding.
And that never ends up well. So because
no,
you're in a theme park.
And another fun thing that I noticed, you know, Mike, what you had said earlier, that it really doesn't look like a kid-friendly place. You're right. But another fun thing that they do, not only with the characters coming around, but they every now and then will have this little parade with Pooh and Tigger or Pooh and Piglet, and they will have this little song playing, and they just go around because there are two separate dining areas, and in between those two dining areas are the buffets. So on each side you'll see these little parades going through with the characters, and the little kids are marching around this whole dining room, and the parents are marching with them. And, you know, so they really do, not only with the characters coming to the table, but they even encourage the kids to get up out of their seat and parade around to do something like that.
Great point, because I mean, all the kids look like they're having a blast, and the parents love getting those pictures.
Oh yeah, those are heck yeah.
All right, so let's wrap this up now. Let me ask you this, because I'm not sure. And Pam, I'll ask you: is there anywhere else you can have a character meal with Pooh and friends? I don't think there is anywhere.
Hmm.
I don't think they do. I mean, I think this is it if you're a Pooh fan.
I haven't heard of it.
Do they have Pooh at just Pooh at at 1900 Park Fair in the morning?
I hope not.
I know they have a lot of different
that was
characters.
Still Cinderella, like
the stepsisters,
princess.
No, that's
princess.
Stepsisters
it's, or
is for...
Alice and Mary Poppins. Or
yeah,
yes.
So I guess I mean people say that the Pooh characters are. I mean, I've heard that they're kind of like, you know, second to the Fab Five. The Pooh characters are it for mm-hmm. Disney. I don't know. I don't get that. I was never a fan of this, you know, franchise. But I guess, you know, that's another draw to this place.
That's 1900 Park Fair. I'm looking it up because it's hard for me to remember. In fact, this is something I'm constantly looking up. And I don't like that sometimes they change the characters because I think I know what I'm talking about and then I'm
right.
not. But breakfast in the morning is... it says Princess and Magical English Nanny are characters from the rabbit hole.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, it looks like, yes, it looks like he may appear at 1900 Park Fair, but Crystal Palace is really the only place where you can get, for sure, the Winnie the Pooh characters.
Maybe you can catch him on the monorail on the way over to Crystal Palace. At the Grand Floridian.
Just yeah, that's where we've seen him, yeah.
He's on the local. That's right. All right, well, that kind of wraps up our conversation of Crystal Palace. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this restaurant. If you've eaten there, what, you know, what are some of your favorite things about this restaurant? What keeps you coming back if you go back time and time again? And if you've never eaten there, give us, you know, I think it's just as interesting to find out why you've never stepped foot in there. And it could be something just like Ricky and I. You know, we walked past it 100 times, but just thought of other places. But I enjoyed my time there, and I think Ricky's going to enjoy hers there. I think, Ricky, you'll really like it once you get in there.
I'm excited to try it for sure.
All right. Don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the Magic for Less Travels. So when you're looking to book that next Disney destination here in the new year, you know, it's 2013. It is definitely right now the time to book that summer vacation. No better way to get through the winter in these cold places. Let's not talk about Debbie. You know, most of us are where it's cold and we need to dream our way to the summer. So you know what? Put that deposit down on a summer vacation to a Disney destination. You know what? That if you put down a deposit, that deposit is refundable, you know, until the final payments due. So you have nothing to lose, and you have that secure right there reservation. And if nothing else, you have the dream of your Disney vacation to get you through these cold months, and you know you're going to go to Walt Disney World or Disneyland or maybe on a cruise sometime very soon. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, Magical Mouse Radio plays great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week over at magicalmouseradio.com. Our next live show is going to come your way on Sunday night, January 20th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central over there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. We'd love to have you give us a call. We're going to talk Disney with you for 2 hours. So please do put it on the calendar, Sunday night, January 20th, the next Be Our Guest podcast live show. Follow the show over on Twitter at twitter.com/BeOurGuestMike, on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, come on over to the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Thank you so much for downloading the show. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.